dear, you look so lost. Eyes are red and tears are shed. This world you must have crossed, you said.
Alabama, from Alabama.
No, I was born in Georgia. Yeah. Doing great.
Hey, what's up, Derek? How's it going, Derek?
All right, so we're back on, plus you're live, of course. I'm live on Channel 2, and my son River wants to say hi.
Hi, baby.
Yeah, that's my son River saying hi.
Hi.
Hello, kid.
Hi, Grandma.
No, no, okay, Grandma doesn't say okay, well, anyway, we're going to play, okay.
Mr. Shapiro, here's Latrina calling now. Hold on. Hello?
Sorry, my phone was acting up.
All right, give us a second. We'll merge you back in.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing a lot of technical difficulties on the Derek Shapiro show today, which is not uncommon. I mean, for some reason, the cell phones have a hard time with reception and whatnot. And, yeah, in the meantime, you're here with the Booch, and we're just going to chat.
I'm going to announce the songs, the Mariah Carey and Rehab, and then we'll come back with the Carlos Adorando, okay? If you want to put her on, have her say hello, okay?
Okay.
We'll do.
And then do the Mariah Carey and the Rehab song, okay?
Cool.
Hi, everyone. Sorry, having technical difficulties.
Turn up.
I swear this word to my father. And the only way to make it to the top if you go and get it from the bottom. And I ain't never asked for no handouts, you won't carry me no Mariah. These haters love when I was dead broke, but they mad at me, I'm on fire. And I'm gon' burn, and they ain't gon' learn. I remember they said that it ain't my turn, but I ain't confirmed. Now the tables turned, just look at me now, try to hold me down. But I ain't gon' stop, cause I'm gon' climb to the mountain top.
Flashing cameras as I pose, throwing big money as she dances on the lime green Lamborghini dances in the road. License still suspended, no, I never stop for toes. Born slick talker, twice a week shopper. Blow 100 racks, she don't know a Foot Locker. Red bottom boss house, biggest Baltimore. With a blonde bombshell, trying to bond with your boy in a James Bond Beamer, chrome wheel, two seater. Smoking like Pimp C, spoken like a trill. On a cloudy day, baby, I can make it rain. Rubber band, 50 grand, bet it brighten up your day. Came from humble beginnings, then was Hummers and Benzes. Now it's hundreds of millions, this is only the beginning. A dawn, a diva, the bomb, achiever, the one, believer, the game gets deeper.
Bart
bartender, I really did it this time. Broke my parole to have a good time. When I got home, it was 6 a.m. The door was locked, so I kicked it in. She was tripping on the bills. I think she was high on some pills. She threw my things out into the yard. Then she called me a bum and slapped me real hard. And in my drunken stupor, I did what I should have never done. Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. She stole my heart in the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away. You know, Mo, I'll probably get 10 years, so just give me beers till they get here. Yeah, I know the sun is coming up, and y'all are probably getting ready for closing up. But I'm trying to drown my soul. I'm tired of this life on a dirt road, and everything that I love is gone. And I'm tired of hanging on. She got me sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. She stole my heart in the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped
Guess
away.
Guess it was meant to be. Romance is misery, so much for memories. And now I'm headed to the penitentiary. See me on TV, the next cop series. I am a danger. I guess I should have did something about my anger, but I never learned. Real things that don't concern. I pour kerosene on everything I love and watch it burn. I know it's my fault, but I wasn't happy it was over. She threw a fit, so I crashed your daddy's Nova.
And now I'm going back again, back to the pen to see my friends. And when we all pile out that county van, they're gonna ask me where I've been. I've been at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. She stole my heart in the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away.
Derek Shapiro Show, Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, episode, of course, 84. And how you doing, Trina? Now we're both on the same line. How you doing, Trina?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much, of course. Paying tribute to Boston, of course. We did play Augustana. But what were those two songs you just played?
The last song we just played was Ramsey-Adam by Harry Green, Rick Ross, and Rick Bartender. Woo!
Yeah, I think it happened because I think that's going to be the last month for that song.
I'm very happy about that.
Actually, I lied. It won't be the last month because for the year-end countdown, probably for next December, it'll probably be featured for the year-end countdown. So you won't be here the last of it.
Well, I won't be hearing it for a while, so.
Yes, and then what was the number four for the month of March? Rehab.
Oh, I thought I just said that was number four. I didn't think that was number four.
Well, yeah, just think of Lindsay Lohan, right? Rehab. I tend to sit at a bar, you know.
Oh boy.
Okay, So Vinny and Jerry, of course, you know, with the tragedies, you know, in Boston, what did you think about the tragedy in Boston now, guys? You live in Atlanta, guys.
Yeah, well, I'm not originally from the Boston area, but I personally was just shocked because, you know, first of all, the Boston Marathon, I don't know why anybody would plant a bomb there is beyond me. And just the fact that there was, like, you know, four people dead and one of them was actually an 8-year-old kid, it's tragic.
Yeah. And Jerry, what's your feeling about that, Jerry?
Yeah, it's the same thing as well. Because when I first heard about it, I was just on Facebook and I was like, what the heck? A bombing? And then all of a sudden I just decided to just turn to the news and just like, wow, can't believe it's another terrorist attack.
All right, so Trina, what's happening next?
I was just speechless.
With the tribute to Boston. All right, so Trina, we're gonna let you go, and then we'll be calling up the guy after we play the audio, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, we'll come back to you after I interview Carlos Arando.
Sounds good.
Okay.
It's a marathon day in Boston at Copley Square, and very unexpectedly, two bombs went off. And with us, we have two friends, Carlos and Melita Arredondo, who were actually at the site when the bomb went off. Maybe Carlos, who's obviously got blood on himself from helping the victims, he can tell us what he saw, where he was, and what happened, what this blood is all about.
Well, you know, unfortunately for all of us, you know, this thing happened right in front of us, and this is a tragedy, you know, that we're going to pretty much remember forever. And what happened here is the first bomb blew up right in front of the
VIP section. The first bomb went
off. VIP seating.
Yeah. Few yards before the end of the marathon, the first bomb blew up and pretty much ripped a lot of people's legs off. And
where people are running and legs come off. It's very
well. All these people was standing in the sidewalk when this bridge blew up.
The other side of the sidewalk. Yeah.
And when this bomb blew up, pretty much took off, and these 30 people right there,
right.
And limbs and arms and everything was off. And then a second bomb, just a few seconds later, blew up.
50 yards to the west.
Yeah, very close, and it's 12, 15 yards away from the first bomb explosion, and really took a lot of people down. And thank God, you know, I have the heart to go across and help some people out by putting, ¿cómo se dice?
Tourniquets on their own.
I was putting tourniquets with their own clothes. I'm a member of the Red Cross.
Disaster team.
And it came to the right time, you know, to use what I know and help out. And that's how everything began with this tragic in Copley.
Well, when I saw you earlier today, I said you're such a strong man. And then you have to go through this again.
Yeah.
When it's sort of in memory of what you've already lost and you're helping other people.
I was in the VIP section with people who were expecting their runners to come just at that time. And they're very, very concerned about because the cellular overload is not working.
It was just saying that people who are trying to meet other people are trying to meet runners, that the cellular communications are cut off here, and just talking about the distress people are going through. Carlos, I think, can talk more about the injuries as well, but the troubles that people are having meeting up.
He's a little bit in shock still. That's why he's shaking and everything. He's cold. But one of the people who were here with is a veteran from Maine, John Mixon, and he's the type of guy who has the same instincts as Carlos to go help, and then the second bomb went off, so I'm a little concerned that we can't get in touch with him. That's really bothering me.
I'm sure probably hundreds of people are feeling the same way, that their loved ones, they don't know where they are. Bless you for helping. Bless you.
This is horrifying scene there.
This is a happy day when people come from all over the world, and it was sunny, and then like the old days, Belfast, or maybe some U.S. war zones, just before and after.
I don't understand why.
Look at this.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Look at this. Look at this.
Oh, my God. You had excellent shots. My God, that horrible. Look at this.
Look at this.
This is what Carlos is covered with.
Hello. Rico from Rhode Island, of course. We have a Lancer over here, and we have Carlos Blondo. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good, thank you, you know, compared with other families.
Are you there? Well, Carlos, yeah, okay, I want to thank you for your heroism, you know, that you had this week in Boston. Tell me, how close were you to the bombing that happened at the marathon?
Like three cars laying, you know, bodies on the street, three car lanes, you know, just across the street from where I was.
And you didn't get hurt at all?
No, I didn't get hurt at all. You know, I was across the street by, you know, the impact, you know, the pressure, the air, or the explosion, and the intensity of the situation got very, very scared.
Were you in the first bomb or the second bomb?
I was in the first bomb.
And how soon did you help the victims after the first bomb went off?
Well, the soon as the second bomb went off, you know, I started getting to help in the first bomb, you know, and before I even help anybody there, I was helping remove the barriers, you know, where the international flags was located. Was a heavy barrier and a lot of debris everywhere there.
And service work, or was adrenaline that rushing through your blood?
Oh yeah, no, definitely. The adrenaline was rushing through my blood and my instinct too, you know, to help, you know, still be in the way.
What came over? Because you have history with of losing loved ones too.
Yeah, I do lose my sons. One, I lost my older son in Iraq in his second tour at the Mass Corporal Santa Redondo in 2004, August 25, 2004. And then his younger brother, who was going to follow his brother's footsteps, commit suicide on 11, December 1911.
Wow.
He was 24 years old, his brother commit suicide by hanging. So we had good reasons for being there, because we was invited to go there because we was supposed to be in honor with one of the fifth duty National Guards who was walking since 4 a.m. the whole route, carrying 40 pounds bags, and also a memorial for a lot of families, including my family, honor my son, you know? And then
right.
Then we had a lady running the race in memory of my son, Brian Arredondo, with the Samaritans, prevention of suicidal. So they was honoring my son as well. So we had good reason to be there to honor also those people who was honored then, you know, to be grateful with them and to cheer for them when they went by, you know. My wife and I, we had 200 American flags that we was giving away, you know, in the bleachers, you know. And we arrived pretty much there like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the bleachers, because we was grieving the National Guard walkers.
Now, now you carry the bloody flag afterwards. What does that mean to you, to carry the bloody flag of somebody that got injured that day of the bombing?
No. That you know, it's something that, you know, I pull it out from my back pocket and. I don't know what you think I should do with that. Tell me.
No, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, frame it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I was holding up when all this was happening before the explosion. You know, I was in the back, you know, by the fence. You know, and I was holding the American flag, hoping that, you know, the next runner, the next walker, grab it from my hand, and I can take a picture. You know. So I was pretty much holding that last flag in my hands when I went in, you know, and when I get out, you know, I you know, at one point, you know, I drop the flag, and then, you know, I pick it up again, you know, one point or another.
Right. And you know what the best.
Yeah. I lost you for a minute. I don't hear you. I lost you again. I don't hear you.
Okay. Can you
help? I tried. Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay. What went through your mind when you, at the end of the day, after all the events, what went through your mind at the end of the day?
Wow, it's living the scene constantly, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's been more than 48 hours, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
You know, this thing, you know, it's unfolding himself. Now,
right.
You know, the process of taking care of the wounded, you know, and right now, honor the fallen, you know, so we need to give some time out, you know, and figure out what's next and what happened here, you know? It's time, you know, of grieving and respect, you know, and it's time for healing. And so
exactly. Now, Carlos, also, the memorial service in the Barack Obama came to Boston. Did you go to the memorial service that President Barack Obama attended today?
No, I didn't. I didn't really went there. You know, I haven't seen the TV either what happened there, but you know, I hope everything went fine there, and you know, I hear the authority already has a couple suspects, by the way.
Yes, and with all the media that, you know, you've been on CNN this week, you've been on NBC this week, what do you feel about all this attention that other media outlets have given you?
What are you saying again, please?
How do you feel about all the attention that you're getting this week? Like, you've been on CNN this week, right?
Yes.
And you on the Today Show, right?
I guess, I don't know. It's been a lot, you know, you call me now because you want this for me. You want me to help you in what happened here? I will help you if you ask for it. But, you know, I only can do so much. I didn't ask for this. You know, I've been looking for attention, you know, none of that.
Yeah.
If anybody here at the heroes, are the doctors, all the medical personnel here who really saving lives, you know? I am not looking for this heroism, you know, or do what I, you know, none of that. I'm trying to be humble and do what I did there, I did with my heart and in memory of my sons, and I do what I could to, you know, to help out and hoping, you know, everybody understand that well, any more than that.
Well, I applaud you, and we applaud you on the Derek Shapiro Show. I thank you once again, Carlos Arredondo, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
No. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Great. Hey, Nate, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Now we're going to get to Ball Stones. We'll get you back on the phone after this. Well, actually, we'll get a call from an L-Sash. He was down with the number off the air, but with the Bunny Ball Stones, I want my city back, okay?
Okay.
Down when I got there, and that's when it was
should I fail? Well, I don't know.
Go ahead.
What late night show do you like the best? David Letterman, Jay Leno, Jimmy Kimmel, or Jimmy
Fallon? I've always been a fan of Jay Leno.
And King of the Fear?
Say it again.
Is King of the Fear?
Oh, no. He's not here yet.
No, King on the other line.
Yeah, he's on the other line. He's getting ready to call his artist.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Okay, here's your other two guys.
Actually, you know what? We're going to Andy Grandma.
Miss me. For the, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're going to Andy Grandma. Then we'll call Trina back, okay? I wake up and I'm sober. Don't even know you anymore. Puns drunk on a feeling, lost in believing I was sure. I don't care what you have to say, damn words get in the way. I don't wanna know. I know there'll come a time when I look you in the eyes and say I told you so. up and I'm sober.
Okay. We're back to the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 83, of, I mean 84 rather, with Jerry and Vinny, of course. How are you guys doing today?
Doing all right, Derek. Doing all right.
Yeah, so, tell me, guys, what did you think? First of all, Trina, who did we just play?
Did we play Andy Grammer, Miss Me?
Yes, and before you announce the upcoming segments, Vinny and Jerry, what do you think about the interview that I had with that hero?
Very, very inspiring. I mean, the fact that this guy would, go out of his way to help a bunch of innocent people in a crisis like that is, to me, that's unbelievable. Because when a bomb explodes, your first thought is bounce, get out, run for your life. This guy is running towards it to help people. So, when you first hear it, you're thinking this guy is crazy and out of his mind. But then once you hear the story, you realize what he did was heroic.
And of course, he lost two sons of his own too, you know, and that's very moving too.
Yeah, it was I said, it was heroic and inspiring. That guy, he's a good man.
Jerry Truman, what do you think?
I'm just glad that this country has heroes like him. As crazy as this world is, we could just use more heroes like that guy. Gets big honors.
All right, now
proves young superpowers
tonight,
and
he's
about to help people.
84, and we have Trina still on the line. And Trina, how are you doing? What city are you in, by the way, Latrina?
What city am I in?
Yes, what city are you in Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
I know. What city are you in Rhode Island? I'm sorry.
Johnston.
Yeah, Johnson, I'm in Cranston tonight. Of course, you know, I thought we should be on the same screen, but we're in the same state. Isn't it cool for once?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm at my parents' house, of course. Are you going to be doing this? Is your daughter want to say hello?
Yes, you want to say hi? No, she doesn't. She wants to watch SpongeBob.
Oh, SpongeBob. My son likes SpongeBob. You like SpongeBob? Okay, but you're on the screen, my son's screen. Okay, Latrina, let's go on. What's the next segment going on?
We're
going to
have Lloyd
808 and what's the and what's going on after that with 808?
Then we're going to have Derek Shapiro's thoughts by Amy Hirst on the Boston Marathon bombing, followed by Julianne Lennon and Steven Tyler with from Boston.
All right. And then, of course, we have a new guest come on right before we have the Jagged Edge interview. And who's the new guest? Do you have it?
Yeah, the new guest will be King.
All right. And after that, we'll come back to you, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. Here it is.
She says, and I won't cry to you. Derek Shapiro here in Johnston, Rhode Island, here on the Derek Shapiro Show, here on episode 84, and for the Derek Shapiro's Basement Morning Show and Derek Shapiro's Morning Show, with this great new segment, of course, called Eye Opener, with a writer, poet, and artist, of course, Amy Catherine Hurst. Here she is, right now, here in Johnston, Rhode Island.
Thanks, Derek. Hello, fellow Americans and citizens of Earth. It's my privilege and honor today to come to you and introduce the first installment of the new eye-opening piece on this progressive forum. Unfortunately, it is hallmarked with a heavy heart. So to begin, I want to express my own deeply felt emotional upset and offer my heartfelt condolences to all those affected in the aftermath of the recent tragic events during the Boston Marathon just 3 days ago that rocked New England and where I live here in the neighboring state of Rhode Island. In a blink of an eye, what was once familiar, comfortable, celebratory tradition of this most patriotic event was turned into a nightmarish situation where terror and fear were allowed to seep into the collective conscious stream, our hearts even, and change how many of us view the current state of affairs of homeland security forever. Although it may have not prevented what happened this week in Boston, I feel it was a huge gross negligence of Congress to recently veto the proposed background check law for gun owners, as it is apparently obvious to many of the thousands of victimized families across this great divide since Sandy Hook and beforehand that it was their responsibility to listen and to have taken the time to hear the multitude of voices on what is the vital energy of what should be a concerning matter for us all, our children's future. Yesterday is gone. Today is uncertain. Tomorrow is not promised. But someday I have hope that we will all come together on the same wavelength and cherish life, liberty, this beautiful earth, and each other as God intended. I do stand behind our president, and I'm grateful for such a compassionate and courageous leader this day, that I will continue to support and monitor progress of these issues and urge you to do the same. We must stand up to face together in our communities whenever we can recognize opportunity to lend our voices for all of these victims until such time we can live without fear of oppression and or would-be attacks on what should be the order of every day, the pursuit of passion, prosperity, and peace. Now I'd like to dedicate a special song from a special friend, a Mr. Julian Lennon, to help us focus on what I hold faith to, the good days and times that are surely to come. As we must strive forward to meet the demands of a new day, his new song, Someday, featuring Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, who coincidentally has Boston roots, seems appropriate and fitting for this moment when we need hope the most. Released on April 8th, Julian's 50th birthday, side note here, happy birthday, dearest Jules, with much love, and to be included on his upcoming new album, Everything Changes, which will be available worldwide on June 4th. So stick around for that. Take a good listen. And I hope you enjoy. Until next time, Cutie Mark Crusaders, peace and pie in. This is yours truly, Amy Catherine Hurst, reporting from Johnston, Rhode Island.
Someday, someday,
is one. Someday, someday, try to fix what we've undone. One day, nothing stays the same.
Here at the Derek Shapiro Show is Jerry Truman, along here with my buddy Vinny Bucci.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Derek Shapiro Show, of course. And we got a new segment of the show. If you guys want to play a drinking game, when Derek Shapiro gets back, every time he says the word, of course, take a drink. I guarantee you, within the next 15 minutes, you will have to call an ambulance.
So let's get the shot, 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 shot.
No, but seriously, folks, it is great to be here on the Derek Shapiro Show. That's kind of interesting for us, Jerry, because we usually don't get this much mic time when we're in here.
I know. It kind of feels like all of a sudden, it's the Boochcast.
Yeah, it's like the Boochcast all over again.
Yeah.
So we don't have any comics in here. It's just us providing the commentary. But Jerry, I understand you have a gig. You have a big gig coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, she got a little gig coming up at the Deadwood Saloon. It's May 5th, and the host is Steve Mills. So thanks to him for letting me perform. I just messaged him on Facebook, letting him know that I just wanted to test out some material or throw some jokes in there, and I just can't wait to perform and see what the fans think and have a great time.
Yeah, and I got a couple of things going on myself. This Saturday, I'm performing at a fashion show. My agent, Queen Felicia, booked it for me. She didn't really give me specifics on where exactly this fashion show is. I just know that I'm performing at a fashion show. Also, on May 3rd, I'll be doing a producer's ball at the Fairview Inn. I'll be performing there. There's going to be a bunch of producers from radio, television, film. I'm really hoping that this is going to be the show that gives me the big, really real big break that I'm looking for, you know, to get me out of my crappy day job and finally become, you know, a full-time comic. And also on Saturday, April 20th, there's gonna be the final casting call for Monique Mobetta Burston's movie, Look Inside Me. I personally have already auditioned. I've already got the part, but if you guys are interested, hit me up on Facebook.com/VinceBucci, VinceBucci, one word. If anybody out there, all you artists or actors, if you're interested in being a part of this, hit me up. And I will send you all the information you need to know if you want to come out and audition. Monique is looking for extras, so this might be a chance to get in good with somebody that can really help you out with your career. I know she's helped me out with mine.
So you just showed up and then just showed your talents, and then all of a sudden they said, you're in, just like that.
Dude, the second I was done with my audition, Monique was like, I want him. So... And the thing is, when I was at that audition, between doing that audition and doing a case of the radio show host with Derek Shapiro, I learned two things about myself, Jerry. All
right.
First thing I've learned, I'm really good at playing an angry guy. I had that. That's like,
it comes from experience, though, of you being angry and all. That's how I see it.
Exactly. Like, I've been in a bad fucking mood at my day job at Home Depot for the last couple of months and stuff. That
I know the one thing with acting, it's all feel, do, and response.
Yes. It's how you gather stimuli. The theater people know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And also another thing I learned, I do my best acting when I have a migraine headache. Because when I did Case of the Radio Show Host, you know, because you were here with me, and when I did that audition, I had a huge pulsing headache on like this, if you guys are seeing on the DSS TV station, right here on this side of my head, like right about here, I'm throbbing like crazy. It hurt like hell. But I'll tell you what, man, I nailed both that role on the Case of the Radio Show Host, and I nailed that audition. And I'm excited to be a part of Look Inside Me. We start filming next month, man. Every weekend from May to June, I'm going to be there. Oh, and speaking of June, artists, performers, hit me up. I've said my Facebook before. I will be one of the hosts of the 2013 National Entertainment Expo. And they're looking for comics, mostly comedians, but also if you're a rapper, if you're an actor, a model, if you're in any form of entertainment, you have a chance to come out here and meet national and international entertainment producers. Now, you will have to pay a fee to perform. It's $35 for a four-minute spot. You can buy up to 12 minutes, which is $105. Now, I know this sounds like a lot of money. You're probably thinking to yourself, I don't want to shell out the cash for this, but trust me, you got a guaranteed audience will show up. And it's a chance to be seen in front of producers. Hit that restart later button. Sorry, we had to fix something with the computer. But like I said, it's a great opportunity to come out and get discovered. So if you guys are interested, Facebook me. I'm looking for artists to join me on the show. I'm mostly looking for comics, but like I said, if you do any other form of entertainment...
Yeah, like if you're a magician or a juggler or a twerker on that stripper pole.
Or a rapper, singer, poet. Yeah. I know there's a lot of poets out there because I've been to spoken word shows. So I'm telling you, hit me up on my Facebook page, facebook.com/VinceBucci. VinceBucci, one word. Get at me. I'll give you all the information you need to know. And hopefully I'll see you at the expo.
Interesting enough. So it's going to be people from like Viacom and then people from like Paramount. It's just huge.
Big time producers, man. If you're looking to get discovered, if you're the one sitting there with your talent going, man, I'm waiting for my break. I just want that big break, that opportunity to prove that I got what it takes. This is your shot. I'm telling you, it's worth the money.
Yeah, and there you have it with the whole producer's ball and all that.
Well, no. That's the expo. Ball has already been booked. So if you're looking to perform at the producer's ball, slots have already been filled. I'm going to be there. I got a bunch of my friends going to be there. Melissa Rose, the Derek Shapiro show, she'll be performing there as well. So, like I said, come on out.
Yeah, it's like we got a lot of stuff going on, just getting the grind on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, I see late night back in, and see if I'll see a continue our segment. All right.
Should we keep talking, or are you queuing something up?
Yo, it's your boy Wingo from Jagged Edge, man. I'm chilling with my main man, Derek Shapiro. You're watching the Derek Shapiro Show. We love y'all. Y'all keep it locked, man, because we do. All right? Peace. What's up, y'all? What's going on with down? It's your boy Wingo from Jagged Edge. You're watching the DSS TV station. It's going all the way down, man. Y'all keep it locked, all right?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back again with the Derek Shapiro Show on a DSS TV station. I'm just needing a second trying to figure out what exactly is going on, but we're about to introduce King and Trina. What's the number one song for? What's the number one song?
The number one song for tonight is Jay Profane and Roller Radio Ready.
All righty, so let's get it started.
Hey, we're live with King and Derek Shapiro. Derek Shapiro. Hello, Derek.
Hey, yo, what's up,
Derek?
Derek. I think he hung up.
Okay, well, go ahead and introduce your artist, King, and let the viewers know who you are. Okay, here, never mind.
Oh, okay, you can hear me now, right? Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm going to press the mute button by mistake.
All right, hold on. How do you want this to be done? You want me to introduce the artist or you want to introduce her?
So just tell me, what's going on with you guys? What's new with you and just a brief thing that's going on with you guys?
Really? All right, well, right now we got Rich on the phone. Where we had made the big save last year. We're trying to promote that. We got Ray Peso, your partner to the label, KDP King. I'm currently living in LA right now. And so she's on the line. She in LA. Richie, she's currently in Tennessee in the Southeast. And, I got my cousin, Royalty, but she's not on with us right now, but we most definitely making moves. We about to start recording for our video shoot, like 2 or 3 videos coming this summer. Go ahead, Richie Rich, tell them what's going on with you and your mixtape and stuff, then we're going to let Tay go.
Well, my mixtape coming out in the summertime. I really set a stage band, the slows coming out.
Trina.
Derek's asking for the number one song.
Yeah,
I'm right here, Derek.
Radio Ready.
What? Yes, I'm here.
Did Trina already announce the number one song?
Yes, you already said it. We got it up.
Okay, so we're playing the number one song for the month of March, which is Rolling and J-Bo Fan with Radio Ready, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
All star.
For the radio.
Yeah. I'm radio.
J Profane. Roller.
I thought I told y'all I was
ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
So good.
My music.
Feel like baseline cat. Feel like baseline cat. Yo, check. DJ, this gon' be a good year. When you put pro in rotation like a good year. Yeah, fam recognize the hood here. And we putting on to number, jumping off the books here. Word, it's crazy how JP Adam hit him with knowledge, polished like Stacey Adams. Lately chanting his song to keep the ladies dancing. They say he's handsome and love his style when the Navy asked him. My earn, I had a dream. More like a fantasy in HD on a plasma screen. When I was young, I didn't have a green. Now I'm deep in the dough, see more paper than a fax machine. That's the thing that got the haters hating. They on a job overtime, amazing dedication. I get it, blazing, raising the roof. Check the station, I'm ready for the radio, so quit to speculate.
You the champion, DJ the radio. Scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town. It's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or not. It's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready, yo.
DJ, now we got the crowd hype. Sound tight, drinks up, we ready for a wild night. Style
write lines, I write rhymes addictive. I ripped it last time, to this time they let me kick it. But her love, sure enough, she wanna kiss it. Ballistic, no bluff, just a poker face when I hit it. Casino style, now the chips are dropping mean. I got the green like I won big at a slot machine. Plotting things like the chicks for the next video. The next get rich quick scheme for checks, really though. Silly dough, launder clean, but still filthy though. Sick, not well, touch like bro, feel me, yo. Bro! He moving the crowd. These dudes is clueless, they losing them now. That's right, bro! I'm doing it now, radio ready, on the air like cumulus clouds.
You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town, it's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International, I'm ready baby, I'm radio. Request a pro, tell the DJ play him, cause you love him, you love him. Request a pro, tell the DJ play him, cause you want him, you want him. Cause you love him.
Fresh air without the lip lock. Me and dish jocks get guap. Top of the charts, the chosen one. By the fans, they never flip-flop. Like sandals, can't hold a candle, Mr. Big Shot. I spit hot and got it sold like a gift shop. Request pro, let's go to the tip top. We hot, here we come, ready? If not, kick rocks.
You the champion, DJ the radio. Scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town. It's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International, I'm ready baby, I'm radio. You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town, it's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International, I'm ready baby, I'm ready yo.
Alright, we're live of course, and I want to thank everybody for joining me today. I want to thank my dude with me right now, I want to chill. He's a little cranky. But thank you, King. And I want to thank Richie Rich. Thank you, guys. And you're in L.A., huh?
Yeah. Live in L.A. It's in
the thank you very much. And also, too, I want to thank, of course, Late Night. Thank you very much.
No problem, Derek. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony Richmond. Oh, you're welcome. No problem. Thank you, Terry Truman.
Yes. Thanks for having me in. No problem. No problem.
And thank you, of course, Vinny Pritchard, the Pritchman.
No problem, Derek. Always a pleasure to come by.
Hey, Vinny, the Pritchman.
Yeah?
Well, you should want a soft people call it a soft man. Okay. Also, too, I want to thank Carlos Armando. Thank you very much for him. He's a real hero, of course, in Preston. And, of course, Trina, take care. Can you hear me?
Trina, can you hear Derek?
I can barely hear you, Derek.
Episode 85 without Paul Sean on the show.
No doubt.
All right, you take it easy, guys. I love you.
Love you too, Derek.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Peace.
Later.